This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, August 14th, 2019. The Vigil of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, by Father William Doc Holliday.
Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. The words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Lord, in that statement, lauds the faithfulness of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He did not want people walking away thinking just because she was his biological mother that there was some benefit in that, because he had many earthly relatives, distant and close, that did not benefit from his graces. Our Blessed Mother is called blessed not because of what she was biologically, but by who she was in her faith and obedience. In that faith and obedience, we must understand that that is why the Church promulgated the dogma of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven. That promulgation was made on November 1st, 1950. That is only 12 years older than I. My father was in high school. I know there are people in this place right now who were alive when that promulgation came down. Never look at the dogmatic promulgation of the Church, whether it be early or late, and think that someone just needed to come up with something new. It's nothing new at all. It's just a statement that what has always been believed is not just pious opinion, but is actually something that must be believed to be a Catholic. That's what a dogma is. Many are aware of this survey that came out last week. 70% of Catholics don't believe. Not the case. If you don't believe in the real presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, you're not a Catholic. You're not a Catholic. If you don't believe in the Assumption, body and soul of our Blessed Mother into heaven, you're not a Catholic. You must believe it. It's not something that is an option. It is something that the Church has always believed. Interesting, in the old breviary to this morning's readings, both two homilies are in the readings this morning under the Feast of the Assumption. One is by St. John Damascene, and one is by St. Peter Canisius. St. John Damascene was born in the 7th century. St. Peter Canisius had his earthly ministry in the 16th century. That's a long time before the 1950s. St. John Damascene particularly, because we're going way back here, 7th century. And St. John Damascene, in his sermon about the Assumption, and he doesn't use the word Assumption, he uses such words as this. I quote, speaking of the Assumption, he says, "Since she was a living heaven, she was placed in the heavenly tabernacles." Now, I wish to God that the majority of Catholics would understand and not be offended by saying that the Blessed Virgin Mary was a living heaven. She was a living heaven. What is heaven? Why do we want to go there? Because that's where God is. Okay, God came down from the heaven of which we speak and made his abode in her womb. So by a definition of heaven being where God is, where he dwells, for our Lord Jesus Christ, the Blessed Virgin Mary became a living heaven. And she was a living heaven because of her fiat, and because of her fiat, that faith, that obedience which she exhibited throughout her life, she was placed in the heavenly tabernacle. She, in reward for being the heavenly tabernacle, inherited and was rewarded by her assumption, body, and soul into the heavenly tabernacle. She did not have to wait. Just like she did not have to wait at the Immaculate Conception for original sin to corrupt her, she did not have to wait until the second coming to be assumed body and soul into heaven. Our Lord Jesus Christ ascended into heaven. He was not assumed. He ascended into heaven in his own power, by his own power. Not only by his power, of course he could, he's God. Not by his power only as God, but also by virtue of his power that he possessed as a man. Our Lord Jesus Christ ascended into heaven to show the authority that he would take flesh, the flesh in which he was born, that he received from the Blessed Virgin Mary, and use that flesh and the power thereof to ascend into heaven. And he rewarded his Blessed Mother with the reward of her faith and obedience by assuming her in heaven. She did not assume under her own power. Her Son brought her up into heaven, body and soul, for no better reason than you just need to know this, because he could. And why would any son allow his mother to see corruption in the grave if he did not need to, or if he had the power to do something about it? To think of it, everybody's in the grave. We know from Scripture that there are two people in the Old Testament, Enoch and Elijah, who were assumed into heaven, not by their own power, but because of God. They pleased God in faith, for Enoch particularly, and he walked with God. God saw his faith, and he brought him into heaven. He did not die. If these two, Enoch and Elijah, who obviously pleased God enough that they did not have to endure death in this world, a lot of people, I wonder, you know, is there going to be something that goes on after? Maybe, who knows, who cares? That's conjecture, and it's delving into things that we don't need to delve into. If nothing else, they are examples. When God wants to bring somebody to heaven, then he'll bring them into heaven. And I don't think there's any Catholic, at least, walking the face of the planet, real one, ones that believes everything the Catholics are supposed to believe, that Enoch and Elijah do not hold a candle to the Blessed Virgin Mary. There is no creature that has ever been closer to the Trinity than the Blessed Virgin Mary. So if Enoch and Elijah rated, he had taken into heaven in their bodies before they faced death, assuredly, our Blessed Mother was assumed into heaven after she did face death. Now, make no mistake, this is not assumed into heaven that she didn't die. Okay? Our Blessed Mother, interestingly, we look at her as an example because of her faith and obedience to the law of God. Her death was her final yielding to the law of God. That natural law, the natural law that is in place in this planet, on this planet, because of original sin. It was her final yielding to that law. God, and here there are two others who did not have to yield to death in this world, but our Blessed Mother did. She obeyed to the very end, to her last breath. She yielded to the law that was established by the Son of God, whom she carried in her womb, whom she gave flesh, that he may do things that God could not do beforehand. God can do everything. God can't cry. He doesn't have emotions like we do. He cannot get hungry. He doesn't have body. He could not suffer. He could not die. And our Lord Jesus Christ did because of the unyielding faith and obedience of our Blessed Mother. This is part and parcel of the Assumption. It was her reward. It was her reward. And just like Enoch and Elijah are proof positive that God will take flesh into heaven, so our Blessed Mother's Assumption, body and soul into heaven, proves to us that we too can be rewarded with the same thing. We're not going to be as faithful and as obedient as our Blessed Mother. However, our reward is still as sure as hers was if we do certain things. The Roman Catechism states, the sure way of obtaining it, assumption into heaven, is to possess the virtues of faith and charity, to persevere in prayer and the use of the sacraments, and to discharge all the duties of kindness towards our neighbor. These things, that faith and charity, which are not ours by nature, but are infused to us by our baptism, those theological virtues, and then persevering in those virtues voluntarily by persevering in prayer in the sacraments. You must pray. You must persevere in the use of the sacraments. Use them as much as you possibly can. Our Blessed Mother was one to have been obedient her whole life. It is expected of us. As I said, we're not going to do it as well as she. However, if we do it, we will be rewarded, not as soon as she was, but in our own time, or I should say, in God's own time. If we maintain this life of faith and obedience that is mandated, required, imperative, necessary for our salvation, we will receive the reward. I said before, St. John Damascene, in the 7th century, since she was a living heaven, she was placed in the heavenly tabernacle. Interesting that that is the same language that the prophet Isaiah uses when it talks about the blessings of God upon his people. Isaiah chapter 32 says, my people shall sit in the beauty of peace and in the tabernacle of confidence. That language, tabernacle, where God dwells, it is something that should do nothing less than excite us for what awaits us if we truly do persevere in faith and obedience. That perseverance is going to result in something that has been proven in time and history by Enoch, Elijah, and ultimately, and more perfectly, in our Blessed Virgin Mother, that we need to understand that we will be rewarded just as she was. Because I say so? No. Because God says so. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.